Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Metroscope, an Entercom Radio Portland public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham. Labor Day is coming up. Do you have plans yet? Well, if you're looking for something to do on Labor Day, listen up. On Metroscope this time, I would like to welcome Ashley May Heitzman. Ashley is a board member in charge of publicity for Art in the Pearl. Hey there, Ashley. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good. So Art in the Pearl is coming up. It's a festival, a gigantic art festival on Labor Day weekend. Tell me everything I need to know.
Yeah, so this event happens every Labor Day weekend. It's been going on for over 20 years. It's a great event. There's going to be over 100 artists there. There's food, there's music. We also have a lot of great hands-on art activities and demonstrations where people get to meet artists and even partake in a little art making. So, yeah.
Have you done Art in the Pearl for a while now?
Yeah.
Been
so,
a part of it?
So I've been doing Art in the... Yeah, so I've been a part of it for maybe about the last 3 or 4 years. I came on, actually, as I first got into the show as an emerging artist, and that's it was a great opportunity, and we still continue to do that program, which allows us to bring in some great younger artists that are just trying to, you know, get a foot in the door and gain some new exposure. So I came in as that and then quickly found my way on the board. And now I'm an active board participant, and it's just a great group to be a part of. And it's an honor to help put on this wonderful event.
Art is such a huge part of Portland, and especially in the Pearl District. Do you know why art is kind of centered in the Pearl District? Why is that? Why is there everything there?
That's a good question.
Just because it's cool.
A lot of galleries popped up there. Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of it has to do with, you know, when urban centers, they get a little run down, and then artists are usually the first ones to kind of come in and scoop up great property and just kind of have that under-the-radar effect of having some interesting activities that happen. And, Art in the Pearl, I mean, the Pearl was a lot different 20 years ago, and it continues to change, but... nowadays, it's got a strong, there's a strong business association in the Pearl. There's some great galleries in the area, and I think Art in the Pearl fits right in having this arts and crafts festival down in the North Park blocks.
I know when I think of art in Portland, I always center on the Pearl District, because that's where a lot of the galleries are, like you say, mm-hmm. and just a lot of art installations that are even outside. It's just it's so beautiful.
And PNCA just moved down the street there. There's just a lot of art-focused institutions in the area, and I think people, even tourists passing through town, they go to that area specifically to see art, and I think it's great. It's just, you know, city centers need that.
Yeah. Well, even First Thursday, you know, that's everybody goes to First Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me some things that are going to be unique about this year's Art in the Pearl.
So we're really excited to have a lot of great new artists at this year's event. Like I was mentioning before about our Emerging Artists Program, we have three new young, talented artists joining us. One in particular I did want to point out, her name is Jamie Gentile. She does really intricate miniature watercolor paintings. That are just exquisite, and I think people should really take a moment to go down and check out this young lady's work. She really calls attention to the fragility of life and the importance of choice. She really values connections and just really tries to inform people with her work about sort of taking a moment and really seeing the potential within the tiny of life. Like, you should see these works. She even, like, shows them with little magnifying glasses. So they're really, really intricate and beautiful. And we're really happy to have her at the show this year.
So when you say miniature, you really mean miniature.
I mean miniature. Like, she hangs the work with magnifying glasses so you can, like, really take in the details because they are so tiny. They're exquisite.
How does she do that?
You know, I'm not sure. She's very skilled. I think she just...
Sounds amazing.
She really takes time. Yeah, it's really amazing. And I just really wanted to point her out because I think her work's really unique and really special. And she's young. She's coming from Eugene. So this will be a great chance for her to show her work to a new crowd. And yeah, she's one of the emerging artists. So we want to welcome her.
Are the emerging artists every year, are they usually younger people?
They tend to be, yes, because it is, it's always Washington and Oregon artists, and they're typically just starting out early in their careers. That's part of the program. It's to mentor people who have never done an art show like Art in the Pearl, and so typically in that case, they just haven't gotten their work out in too many venues. Maybe they've done a little online work, but, you know, Art in the Pearl is a very... special event with it gives people the opportunity to meet a lot of people face to face and really, you know, see people's expressions and you know, just getting that personal feedback when people view your work is really special. So yeah, it is usually younger.
And Art in the Pearl is it's a pretty big festival to be featured in.
Yeah, it is. It's a very esteemed event. We get almost 1,000 applicants every year that compete for the coveted about 130 or so spots. And so, you know, every year we have a new jury that selects the artists, and that changes up the show a little bit from year to year. So you never know who's going to get in, and it is an honor to get in because it is such a well-loved event. We get such a great turnout. The artists always go home happy. And everybody kind of goes home with a little something that they got from the show. So, yeah.
Let's talk more about that jury process. How does that whole thing work?
So the jury, each year we have a new set of jurors, like I said, and they're usually established artists, some art educators, curators from the region. They spend like a full weekend over 2 days just combing through all the applicants. They base the work solely on the images of the artwork that they see. So, you know, nobody knows names or who's who. It's just simply based on the work. You know, they have a number of criteria that they judge the work on, like craftsmanship and technical ability, like originality of the work. And they just go through over those 2 days. They comb through the applicants and then they narrow it, whittle it down to about 120 artists. Yeah, so those artists are chosen for the quality of the work, and we're really happy to have such a great selection to choose from every year.
The being that juror, that's got to be a tough job to whittle down that many artists and get
Wow. It's grueling. And so, you know, it's an honor to be on a jury, but it's also something you don't do year after year. So we change up the jury each year, new people, and so it keeps it fresh. And, you know, hopefully they come with enough energy to go through all those images. It's so many images.
But also what a fascinating job to be a juror because you get to be exposed to all of these artists. You're going to see a lot of stuff.
Yeah, you see a lot of work. And you're seeing also work from artists across the country. So, like this year, we have artists coming from over 30 different states. And they're all traveling to Portland to do this show. So it means a lot to just have that variety and to see that that amount of drive to get into this event.
So, Ashley, this year at Art in the Pearl, there's a wide variety of art. It's not just paintings. Tell us about some of the things we're going to see at the festival.
So there's all different kinds of artists. We have a mix of, there's, of course, ceramics, there's jewelry, there's fibers, there's sculptural metal work. All kinds of 2D work, so photography, printmaking, painting, a number of items. And Another artist I wanted to point out in particular was Stan Peterson, who's a local artist. He's joining us for the first time. He actually does some wood sculpture depicting special moments and just very intricately detailed, hand-carved small sculptures, something you don't see often. So we're really excited to have him. It's highly skilled work. And his sort of thing is he captures everyday moments, sometimes poignant, sometimes with an edge of humor. His subjects are very figurative, and he does this all by hand. He starts with wood, and he kind of chisels out a basic shape and then goes in with small hand tools and defines the gestures and the presence of the figures. So
wow.
It'll be exciting to see. It'll be some really beautiful hand-done work at the show. Stuff that you don't see this. You don't see it in stores. You don't even see a lot of it. Typically in galleries you see a lot of paintings, but here you'll get the chance to see some more, just sculptures, found objects, mixed media, all kinds of things.
And one thing that's also unique about Art in the Pearl is you're also going to be meeting the artists, right? They're right there with their art.
Yeah, and that's a huge aspect of this show is the chance to get to meet the artists. You can engage and talk to them about the work. They're usually very happy to share, how they make the work, what inspires them. And it's amazing to see, like, just the similarity of how we're all inspired, but yet the difference in how people express that is fascinating, and so it's a chance to see all of that.
Two different artists can see the exact same thing and be inspired in a completely different way.
Yeah, and I think that's what's so magical about artwork in general is everybody shows their passion in a different way. And another thing really special about this event is we do have a lot of demonstrations and hands-on activities, which you don't see at other art events like this. And so I think that really gives people the chance to engage and actually understand a little bit about the making process hands-on, by taking the time to sit down and maybe craft their own little thing out of clay. So I think that's something special about this show.
And what's also unique is you get to see not only meet the artists, but you probably are going to see them creating something on site too, right?
Yeah, so that's a lot. That's a big part of our education contingent, why we're a nonprofit. Our hopes in bringing back a little bit to the community is, providing some of this education and chance for people to engage. So we have some new groups joining our hands-on demonstration area. One of them is called Tumblewheel Studios. It was, what's interesting about it is, so it's a big converted 2001 Bluebird school bus that two graduates of PNCA established. They converted this school bus into a mobile arts classroom, and they're aiming to bring arts education to underserved and underfunded communities, and we're happy to welcome them to the show this year to help get their message out, and they're going to be on-site doing demonstrations, probably doing some clay-based and illustrative work and just, like, getting people involved, and the bus is going to be nearby in the PNCA parking lot, so people will get a chance to probably take a peek at that, and it's just a great project. The founders are Jenna Reinking and Nick Patton, and like I said, they're just dedicated to bringing arts to the community, and so we're happy to have them be a part of the show this year.
That sounds awesome.
We're pretty excited to see. I'm really excited to see the bus. They spent a lot of time converting this, like, full size school bus into just a classroom to make art. So super exciting.
Yeah.
Another big project that we're also excited to have on board, which is another hands on demonstration. It's called the Banner Project, and it's a traveling weaving project. And they're hoping to just have, anybody and everybody participate, even if you've never woven before. But they're going to be, demonstrating the weaving process and just having people jump in and help weave this this beautiful banner that eventually they would like to donate to a worthy cause. And they started it back this spring, and they say that they've had over 120 people weave on it. And they have, it's like 8 yards in length already, and I'm really curious to see how long it gets by the end of this weekend.
Oh, so, that is so cool.
Show weekend. Yeah, so there's just a lot of ongoing projects that we're really happy to welcome to the show and, you know, let's share with other people. So.
We're talking today with Ashley May Heitzman, who is a board member in charge of publicity for Art in the Pearl. And Ashley, you are also an artist. Tell me about your art.
Mm-hmm. So I specialize in mixed metal jewelry. I've been working full-time as an artist for about 6 years now in the Portland region. And I my work's very textural. I rely a lot on pattern and print to inspire many of my designs. I work in sterling silver, gold, copper, and brass, and I just love mixing sort of the muted colors of the metal with textures and patterns. And you can find my work at a number of galleries in the region, as well as at Art in the Pearl. And I also do the Portland Saturday Market throughout the year as well. So,
do you have a booth? Are you going to be in a booth at Art in the Pearl?
I will be at a booth in Art in the Pearl. And I will be also next to my husband down there, Austin Heitzman, who has some beautiful furniture. So we're just really excited to be doing the event again, and we can't wait.
So art is in your family, in your lifeblood.
Yeah, we are full-time artists. That's what we do. We have a young son, and
any signs of him being an artist yet?
Our passion.
Any signs of your son being an artist?
He is starting to get a lot into drawing. He's only two, so we'll see. But we got a lot of Crayola crayons going around already, so we'll see.
Now, you said a couple of years ago, 3 years ago or so, you were one of the emerging artists. What did that do for you?
That's correct.
And how did that change your trajectory as being an artist?
Yeah, that year, getting that award felt like a real jumping off point for me. Up until then, I was doing I think the Saturday Market, but I think having that title at the show and the ability to do that show just opened me up to a much larger audience. It opened me up to a very much like art loving audience who really valued the work of an artist and valued my time and my valued my inspiration in the work and the emotion I put in the work. And that felt, that just gave me a lot of inspiration. It pushed me, it drove me to just push a little harder and keep trying and, keep making my art. It sort of solidified, I think, my ability to do what I did full time. Cause at that time I feel like when you're starting out, you're just never sure if it's going to work. And, that really helped me in my mind solidify that that's what I needed to do and that's what I wanted to do and I just needed to keep doing it. So,
did you have some mentoring at that time?
Yeah, a little bit. So the emerging artists, we matched them up with one of the artists on the board, and they're just there to answer questions. They also help you with your booth display, which is a huge facet for artists that oftentimes I don't think the public realizes how much work goes into setting up a booth and developing a style and creating an atmosphere for your work is a huge part of selling your work. And coming in as a new artist, you don't often think about that. But part of teaming up with a mentor kind of helped push you through those steps and think about bringing the whole booth together and selling the work. And yeah, it was great. It's just nice to talk to also people that have been doing it for a long time. And there's a lot of insight that you gain from that.
That's great. We're talking today about Art in the Pearl, which is a annual fine arts and crafts festival held every year in the North Park Blocks in the Pearl District. And it's Labor Day weekend, which is September 1st through the 3rd, right? Saturday, Sunday, Monday. It's all day.
Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
What time does the show open and what time does it close down?
So it runs 10 to 6 Saturday and Sunday, and then Monday 10 to 5. And it is free to the public, and we welcome all to come join us. So it's a great event.
If somebody listening has never been to Art in the Pearl, walk us through. What do we see when we first walk in, and what are we going to see around us?
So it's downtown in the North Park Block. So, you can be just walking in the city, and a lot of people just stumble upon it. It takes up about 2 city blocks, and it's going to be, white artist canopies running throughout in a couple of lines throughout these 2 blocks. There's going to be a whole block full of food vendors. We have a great music stage where we're going to have local acts entertaining all throughout the weekend. And you know what you hit, I think, is you hit the crowds, hopefully. So yeah, people come out, and it's just a great event to just meander through the booths, and under the shade of the trees is always nice. So even if it's a little warm, it's always cooler in the park. And yeah, we're looking forward to it. A lot of great work to see. So, you know, why not? Why not take a walk downtown?
What does the show provide for the community at large?
So for the community at large, you know, we're really hoping to bring art to the community, and you know, we're bringing connections. We're bringing, we're sort of fulfilling people's sense of curiosity, I think. You know, sometimes artists see things in the world in a different way. Sometimes they translate difficult things for people to understand. And I think for people just, you know, looking at the art and sort of having the chance to talk with the artist, having a chance to understand a little bit of what goes into it, the inspiration, the thought behind it, I think it just helps everybody distill things in the world that sometimes they're hard to explain, and I think that's important, and, you know, it's hard to put a value on that. You know, and it also just, in, like I said, the hands-on activities, the educational element of the show is really important to us, because that is unique to the show. You don't see that often at other art events, and that really is what, it gives people the chance to really interact and really understand, like, you know, they can get lost a little bit in the art-making process, and I think that... I think that's really important for people to understand that as well.
I bet it's great for the artists to have the public at large come in and just talk about it, and they can explain it and maybe start to see their art in a different way, their own art in a different way.
Yes. Yes. It's inspiring for people too. I mean, most people like to get creative in some way or another. And so I know for a fact people all the time look at work, they look at my work, and they may make jewelry too, and they... But, you know, we're inspired by each other, and it pushes everybody to, you know, do a little better, try something new, and that's great. I mean, I think the whole art process should be about sharing, should be about community and engaging, and, you know, that's why we continue to be a free event, and our mission has always been to just produce a festival that, you know, brings art and education and entertainment to the community. And, yeah, we hope to continue to do that for many years to come.
Art in the Pearl is a pretty large festival, but it's all created and run by artists. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
How do you
do
that?
Yep. So we're a working board of artists. You know, we're juggling a lot, but everybody has their roles. And I think, you know, we've sort of found our groove with each of our roles. And we meet every month to sort of discuss and work out kinks. But, you know, it comes together. Everybody just, you know, does their job, and we rely a lot on that. And I think all the years' experience combined really helps, too. The fact that many of us do other art shows in the area, you know, we do the circuit is what they call it. And so you gain a lot of insight into, like, the pros and cons of other shows. And we try to bring what we like about shows to Art in the Pearl and also give it a little bit of something unique, something Portland. So,
are there volunteer opportunities still with this year's festival?
There are. We are always seeking more volunteers, and people are welcome to go to our website, and they can sign up there and be connected with Carol, who's our volunteer coordinator. Yeah, we're always looking for help throughout the whole weekend, and volunteers do usually receive a free T-shirt, so little incentive there. And yeah, it's great. It's just a great show to be a part of, so just get a little more insight, too, when you volunteer. So that would be really appreciated.
So, Ashley, we have a couple minutes left. Let our audience know everything they need to know about Art in the Pearl. What, when, where, how, and all that
good
stuff.
Yeah, so we are, we're in the North Park Locks, which is, it's going to be Northwest 8th Avenue between Davis and Flanders, and that's in the Pearl District in downtown Portland. This event runs every Labor Day weekend. So it's September 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. That's Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 6, and Monday, 10 to 5. It is open to all. The general public is welcome. So, you know, just come down, spend as little or as much time as you like. But I'm sure you'll quickly get involved in our great hands-on demonstration areas. The demonstration booths are going to be really fun to watch artists working and creating artwork on site. There's over 130 booths of artists displaying and selling their work. And like I said, we have artists from over 30 states coming to exhibit. So some of these people are going to be in Portland for maybe the first and only time ever. And it's a great chance to see things you have never seen before.
And there's a chance to have some lunch, too, while you're there.
Yes. Yeah, so there's, and then we're going to have a great lineup of food vendors. So you can always stay on site, have lunch. There's seating at the stage area. And on the stage, we're going to have, we have a long list, and you can find more on the website of, it's going to be all local singers, songwriters playing. So really interesting, you know, just fun, relaxing environment to just sit, have some music, listen to some music, have some food, and then just meander the aisles of all the great art. And there's going to be anywhere from, you know, there's going to be paintings, prints, photography, sculptures, large and small. There's going to be fiber, you know, like wearable arts, jewelry and ceramics and woodworking, furniture, wood turning, all kinds of work. So definitely something to check out, and you'll definitely see something you've never seen before.
Yeah, definitely a great way to expose yourself to lots of different kinds of art. Art in the Pearl. It's coming up Labor Day weekend. Ashley, thank you so much for filling us in on all the information we needed.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Gary. It was great.
We were talking today with Ashley May Heitzman, board member in charge of publicity for Art in the Pearl. Thanks again, Ashley.
Metroscope is an Entercom Radio Portland public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham. If you're involved with a nonprofit or public affairs organization, or if you have an idea for an upcoming show, I'd like to hear from you. Visit metroscopepdx.com and submit your ideas. You can also go to this station's website and submit your information there. Thanks for listening to Metroscope, and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.